Time now for sports. The All-Star Game will be played Tuesday at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Ozzie Guillen and seven of his Chicago White Sox face Houston manager Phil Garner, who has six New York Mets on his side. The winning league gets home field advantage in the World Series, but really now, is there any question which league is better? American League teams have won 154 games in interleague play this year to the National League's 98. The American League hasn't lost an All-Star Game since 1996 and has won six of the last eight World Series. Getting to be like Lennox Lewis versus Mickey Rooney. Speaking of Mickey Rooney, Ron Rappaport joins us from California. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. I think Mickey's on the line and he resents that remark.
Oh, I'll apologize immediately thereafter. Look, does interleague play take any of the magic out of the All-Star Game?
No, not at all, Scott. And I'm a big fan of the All-Star Game. It's always a lot of fun to see the top players in the game get together at the middle of the season. But even most of the people who were skeptical about interleague play originally, they've been turned around. It provides a jolt of excitement at exactly the time when the game needs it, during the dog days of the summer when the season can start to drag. And in terms of both increased attendance and publicity during the season, it just can't be beat.
We've heard so many theories about why the American League seems so much stronger. What's your own half-baked theory?
That's very simple, Scott. It's the Cubs.
They drag the whole league down, do they?
Well, I mean, playing six games of the White Sox against the White Sox doesn't help, and the poor Darlings are 4-11 overall so far in interleague play. But you know, I kid a little. I mean, there are some other embarrassments too. Yeah. The Dodgers, the Pirates, the Phillies, the Braves—they've all been awful. And how do you explain the Cardinals? They lead their division, but they're 5-10.
But they're leading a minor league at the moment, which is.
They just can't get it together, Scott. There are only two teams in the National League that are over 500 in interleague play this year, the Rockies and the Giants. Go figure.
Now, the Detroit Tigers, the Chicago White Sox, the Boston Red Sox are the best team statistically in baseball. Finally, you get to the New York Mets, who are having a wonderful season, but that you have to go a little bit into the order to get to a National League team. What are you looking forward to most in the second half?
Some really good pennant races, Scott. Some good teams are not going to make the playoffs. The White Sox are playing great, but they can't catch the Tigers. Boston, New York, Toronto, some very good teams in the American League, at least, are not going to make the playoffs, and it's going to be fun to see how it all shakes down.
Just out of curiosity, Ron, call the All-Star Game for us.
I think the American League, Scott.
Yeah, I guess that's an easy call. But, you know, you can never tell on any given Tuesday. Thanks so much. Ron Rappaport is our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, and speaking with us this week from California,